When I was dealing with anxiety symptoms, I had done anything and everything to make these symptoms go away. I was dealing with panic attacks, intense physical symptoms. For me, the digestive issues were just way too intense. It was just way too physical, and I felt like I was withering away. I had tried breathing techniques, acupuncture. I'd even gotten desperate and tried medication. Basically, anything and everything that said anxiety relief. And I didn't get better. In fact, I stopped working, I moved back home, and I could tell, if I was being honest with myself, I was actually getting worse. I had done everything to the point where I was beginning to lose hope in my healing journey. One time on my birthday, I was dealing with panic symptoms. I didn't know it was panic at the time. In fact, none of these symptoms I knew was anxiety, but I noticed that my diaphragm was contracting a bit in the morning where I felt like I couldn't breathe. Now, I'd gone to the emergency room several times up to this point, and my medical bills were racking up. My mom was resistant, she was reluctant. Her and my dad agreed not to constantly take me to the doctor, not to take me to the hospital, but I managed to convince her this one time to let me go. I went to the emergency room, and when I was in the emergency room, I was convinced that there was something medically wrong. So what I did was I let my body experience whatever it wanted. If something bad was going to happen, well, I was at the hospital. This was the best place for it to happen. What happened was that I was in the hospital all day. I did every test, I did every procedure. And the doctor said, hey, there's nothing wrong, this is anxiety. What happened after that visit was I started feeling better. Not because the doctor had told me something, but because I was letting the body burn off excess adrenaline. That was the first time I acknowledged that what I was dealing with was anxiety. See, I thought anxiety was all in my head. But this experience taught me that no, anxiety can actually be very physical. And these doctors know it's very physical. So maybe I'm not dealing with something that's just in my head. Maybe anxiety is mind and body. Now, when I realized this, ironically, I started feeling good. I felt like this time it was different. I felt like it wasn't from the coping tricks that I'd done in the past. And what I noticed is that over the next couple of weeks, I was actually feeling very good. I felt like, okay, maybe I know what this is. Finally having the relief that this wasn't just a mind issue, this was something different. Well, you would think that that would help me get better. And the truth is that for the first couple of weeks, I did get better. But what happened over time was I began slipping back. I started noticing the sensations, the symptoms started coming back slowly. It was almost like my body was sliding back to what it remembered, which was anxiety. And I felt like no matter how much I try to pull my body out of it and go into this new state where I was feeling good, my body and mind just wouldn't listen. It was like this anxiety state was default. And what I felt for the first time was what I considered at the time a relapse, feeling like I was in a setback. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get out of it. I started internalizing what I was experiencing. I felt like, why is it my body wants to slip back into this old pattern? Why does my mind want to slip back in this own pattern? Does it not know that it's suffering? Does it not notice that I don't like this? So what's happening? Well, you might be experiencing this in your healing journey, and I want to give you some tips to help. The first thing to understand is that recovery is not linear. One of the earliest lessons I had was that recovery wasn't linear. You were going to have good days and you were going to have bad days. But what I noticed was is that in the past, I would monitor my progress based on how I felt. Anytime I felt anxiety, anytime I felt sensations, it felt like a bad day. But anytime I felt good and I didn't feel symptoms, which was very rare, well, I thought that was a good day. And what I noticed is even when I understood that this was anxiety, I was using that same benchmark. I was using that same metric. If I felt good, that means I'm doing better. If I'm doing bad, that means I'm feeling intense symptoms. And I learned that that philosophy, that mindset doesn't help in the healing journey. In fact, recovery in many ways is the opposite. When I'm helping people along the healing journey, I actually look at the bad days. Because what determines a setback or relapse isn't how you're feeling, it's how you respond in that moment. The only way you can experience a relapse where all your symptoms come back and you're back at square one is if you let it. If you start fighting with your symptoms, if you start resisting your symptoms, if you start feeling like you're a failure, if you are still monitoring your progress based on how you feel. In the early days, I recognized very quickly that I couldn't monitor myself based on how I was feeling in the moment. The key was measuring how I responded in that moment. So anytime I was feeling anxiety, that wasn't the setback. It wasn't where I was having 2 weeks of feeling good and then my anxiety came back. That means something was wrong. My anxiety's back. I started recognizing that, okay, the anxiety's back. What determines a setback is if I respond to the anxiety with panic, with fear, with resistance. Now, fast forward a few months, I was still making progress. I was still having bad days. My anxiety was surfacing up, but I was very new at this. I did feel, however, that this was a little bit different, that I was making some progress. But the question and fear that I had was, am I always going to be dealing with this? Is this always something I'm going to be struggling with? Am I never going to get back to that 100% that I wanted to be? Well, fast forward a few months, I finally started going back to work. And my biggest focus was, can I work consistently? Can I work full days? And because nobody was helping me in the healing journey, I was making a lot of mistakes. One of the days I noticed is that I was going to work and my anxiety just hit me out of nowhere. I was experiencing such intense symptoms. I was dealing with such bizarre panic attacks. My mind was racing nonstop. I felt like I couldn't even get a full breath of air. And I felt in that moment that I'm working so much to get better. And I genuinely felt at that time that, what's the point? I don't think I'm gonna get better. I really don't. I feel like this is always something I'm going to be dealing with. Look how much I've been working on my healing journey. Look how much I've been trying to respond to the anxiety. And look, it just keeps hitting me full force. And in fact, it's worse than ever. And if I was to monitor how I felt right then at that moment, I felt like I hadn't made any progress. I felt like I feel exactly the same like I did before I even understood this was anxiety. So just knowing anxiety wasn't enough. And so I was asking myself, why am I constantly doing this? Why am I going to work? What am I putting in the effort when I really don't feel like I'm going to get better? Now, I had done the opposite, right? I'd ran home and done nothing and, you know, Google searched my symptoms and, you know, created a lot of stress for my friends and family because I didn't know what was going on. And I felt like I was someone that needed to be cared for 24/7. And so this time I was working and I was making progress to a degree. But in this moment, I also felt like anxiety was hitting me all at once, and I felt like a complete victim to it. And so what I learned in that moment, what I was dealing with, was what we call a setback, where you're actually making progress. And setbacks are not just bad days. I was having several bad days in the healing journey, but I was also having some good days. And I noticed some of the good days were getting better, but a setback felt like I was back to square one. Everything that happened in the past didn't matter. What I was dealing with were intense symptoms again. And so I found the natural response was to go back into panic mode, go back into fix-it mode, ask myself what I did wrong in that moment. And so what I understood at that time, what I learned was is that this was going to be the healing arc long-term, meaning you were going to have moments in the middle of your recovery, towards the end of your recovery, where you feel like you haven't made any progress. But the truth is, again, reinforcing this concept that you cannot follow your feelings in that moment. What determines a relapse is how you react. Because I was experiencing those intense symptoms, my focus was, how do I respond in this moment? Now, at the time, I didn't know that responding in that moment was gonna get me out. What I had learned was I had tried so many times in the past to go back into panic mode and fix it mode, that I had just made the decision internally that I wasn't going to let anxiety ruin my life. And if I felt like I was going to be dealing with anxiety 24/7 forever, that's fine, but I'm not going to let it hold myself back. I felt so much like a victim when I was dealing with anxiety. I felt like people were taking care of me. I wasn't contributing to society in any means. At least this way, even though I wasn't feeling good, at least I was helping. At least I was doing something. At least I was self-sufficient. It still made me sad in that moment because I still felt like I wasn't gonna be able to get out of this, but at least I wasn't a burden to others. But what happened over time was I actually did make progress. I was getting better. I had realized at that moment, I had broken what we call like this glass ceiling, where I learned that, okay, the key is just how I respond. It's always how I respond. Recovery comes from within. So what determines my healing isn't that I'm experiencing symptoms or I'm not. The key is, how am I responding in the moment? The key is, how am I letting the symptoms bother me in that moment? What I learned was is that my nervous system was teaching itself in that moment. It was desensitizing and it was rewiring itself. It was learning through action that, look, Sean's not reacting to these symptoms. He's not scared of these symptoms. He's clearly going back to work and living his life the way he normally would, as if he didn't have it. Maybe these symptoms aren't so dangerous. My body was finally getting a chance to burn off all this excess adrenaline. And what happened was, as it was burning off this excess adrenaline, I was starting to feel relief. I was starting to feel better. Then fast forward, what, 10 years or so? I've helped thousands of people. I've been making YouTube content for years. And what happened was earlier this year was we were working really hard. Bye Bye Panic is growing tremendously. I am sitting in a role where I'm the visionary of Bye Bye Panic. I'm not just a coach. I'm focusing on how do we help more and more people. And earlier this year, what happened was is that we took on a lot more than you know we could handle. I ended up saying yes to a lot of projects, and I brought in some great experts to help build Bye Bye Panic and make it even bigger than it had ever been before. What happened was in the past was I felt like I was the roadblock. I was the bottleneck of Bye Bye Panic because I'm only one person. So if I can bring experts in, well, we can make things move along quicker. We can scale faster. What I ended up learning was even though I brought in some great people, there was still a lot more complexity and a lot of things ended up breaking, which we had to fix. And so what happened was over the next maybe 6 months, I was working incredibly hard, nonstop, day and night, on weekends, Friday nights. I was glued to my computer. I was doing everything I could to fix it. It was very operational heavy. So what happened naturally, as would what happened with anybody, whether they're dealing with anxiety, whether they've recovered, whether they've never dealt with anxiety, was I was dealing with a lot of stress and I was dealing with a lot of unknowns. Now I could handle it and I signed up for this. So I was okay. But I did notice my body was getting tired. I could tell my nervous system was on edge. It was feeling a little fried. After everything got resolved, everything was good, I decided to take a trip to Europe. And even though I had no stressors, everything was good, the team told me to focus on myself and go have fun and relax and, you know, you've earned it. I began experiencing anxiety. I noticed my body had all this adrenaline built up and I hadn't felt this for a very long time. And so in that moment, I could have easily told myself, oh my God, I was wrong. It comes back. Oh my God, this anxiety comes back. It never leaves. But I never thought like that. In fact, I didn't even care. I knew exactly what had happened. I knew that because I'd been working for such a sustained period of time, that it was basically unsustainable in many ways, that my body was going to feel the effects of it. Now I knew that, and I decided to make that decision at that time when I was working very hard, telling myself that yes, I'm going to be working. Yes, I'm probably going to feel some residual symptoms of stress later down the line. Well, what I ended up finding was that's exactly what happened. When I was in Lisbon, I had no stressors, but my body was still burning off the adrenaline. I could feel these waves of panic. Now, a lot of people that were in the anxiety cycle may look at that as a setback or may look at that as a relapse. But I had been doing this long enough and I understood that what I was experiencing, anybody would experience. What was happening in that moment is because I was working so hard, my body just developed a lot of adrenaline. And what happened was when I was in Lisbon, when I was finally relaxing, the body was able to burn off that adrenaline. That burning off of the adrenaline was manifesting in feeling overwhelmed, feeling anxiety, feeling intense emotions. What I needed to do wasn't to fight it, wasn't try to analyze it, was just to let it pass and trust the body. And so what I learned in the healing journey is something that I could even apply now. And in many ways, because I know what's going on, I can weirdly work more. I can work even harder because I understand the effects of stress because I had dealt with such debilitating anxiety. So I hope these stories help you understand how to view relapses, how to view setbacks, how to look at it in a very different perspective. If you want some resources on your healing journey, check the links out down below. There's a free ebook. You can apply to work with us, and there's a bunch of other resources. I hope this video helps. If you want to know the 12 ways to know if your nervous system is healing, make sure to check out this video here. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.